You are a slut pig!
Hey y'all, I'm Christian Gray Snow, and this is the Slut Pig Podcast, a podcast from The Dip. And today, we are hopping from Housewives headline to Housewives headline because y'all, there was a lot that came our way this week, and who better to do it with than my friend, reporter, and Housewives superfan, Anthony Dominic. Small talk's like small dicks, and you know what we say if someone asks us if we like a small dick?
It's actually the diametrical opposite.
Oh my God.
Let's get started. Okay, today I'm joined by my friend who lives on the opposite coast from me, but he's not only just my friend, he's also a friend of the podcast, and he's someone great to have in your life because he's always carrying the hottest goss, baby. Everyone, please welcome Housewives superfan Anthony Dominic, aka All Over Anthony. Hey, sis.
Hey, thanks for having me, Christian.
Of course.
You're always so good with those intros. I need to put that as like my tagline or something.
Listen, I'm going to, you know what, all my intros, I'm just going to start printing them off on like note cards and sending them to my guests after they come on. That's what I'm going to start doing as like a little piece of
you
memorabilia.
Should.
Yes.
You're so good.
Well, thanks. Well, we have a lot to get to, a lot, but I like to start with a little icebreaker question just to get like shady vibes going. So, up first, which housewife is highest on your shit list this week and why?
I'm actually going to go with Candace Dillard. She'll probably attack me on Twitter. It's fine, but I am kind of upset with her. I think that Candace has the making to be a top tier housewife. She's really funny. She's talented. She's witty. She has the comebacks, but she learned nothing from the drag Monique, and you could see it. You know, she was coming for Mia this whole season. She's rude. She's crying. She's yelling at Chris. And so I feel like she learned nothing. So for me, she's on my list.
And honestly, it's a good point too, because I feel like there can be times, I guess, where, you know, if the network realizes that maybe there isn't growth and like maybe not, and you know, they don't see the character evolving, that's kind of when, I mean, your story becomes stale, you know? So
yeah.
Good point. We will see. We will see. All right. Well, we're going to start with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
You were being a bitchy. Okay. That's what it felt like.
Okay, the best reunion of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills came to an end on Wednesday night. Season 11 wrapped up with a historic four-part reunion. Some of the biggest takeaways and moments for me, I would say, was Erica denying that Tom transferred $20 million into her LLC. Erica calling Sutton a bitchy fucking cunt. Seemingly none of the women backing Sutton up when that happened. I love that Kathy made it known. She's like, I gotta apologize to Garcelle. I wanted to come to the fucking dinner, okay? It's not my fault. And Rinna saying that she regrets going after Kim Richards. She regrets going after Yolanda. It was a lot. So first, let's break it down. What were your thoughts on Erica saying Tom did not transfer $20 million into EJ Global?
I don't believe. Well, I believe that he might have or does. I don't know. Like, she really makes me not know what to believe because she just says so many things. But how can you say you don't know what he did in his business actions, but you know he did not transfer $20 million into your account? So she has to know something, you know, like you can't be completely oblivious to everything. Was there money in your account for your music videos or was there not? I don't know.
Very true. And I was like, I feel like this is like I don't even know the proper word for it, but like she's just tearing it apart. Like maybe it was like 18.7 million or like 19.2 million.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, like the exact number.
Yes, and I'm not saying it was to, you know, her, she knew about it, but I think that perhaps that is a way to kind of keep herself safe as far as allowing this conversation to happen on camera while still being able to deny it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she was married to a lawyer for 20 something years, so she knows exactly how to get around things and what to say and why she was throwing in allegedly and when she wasn't. And she's smart.
Yeah. Honestly, my thing is you have to be smart to have approached that reunion with the level of confidence that she did. Like, you know, yes, Teresa has always showed up to reunions, but it's like, Teresa always played. She's like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, you know? And you believe her.
But like, and till the day I die. Absolutely. Yeah. And, but I mean, it does take a level of like, I think intelligence just to, because she really believes herself. And I mean, she's convinced me, but we'll get to that later. So Sutton being called a bitchy fucking cunt by Erica. Was that like a weird editing moment? Because it felt like she said it and then like nothing happened. Like no one said anything.
No, I think that's just the Housewives with Erica. Like, I think they're scared to say anything to her. I think the one that would have said something was maybe Crystal, but after she bit Crystal's head off, Crystal was like, I'm out. I'm just going to sit here and not say a thing. Even at the end, she was like, that was fun. Like, she was silent the entire time. So
I love that at the end, Andy's like, y'all can ask Erica anything. And she straight up goes, I'm good.
Literally. And I love how Garcelle was like, that's why we don't ask you anything, because you attack us. And it's so true. Like, she tried to say you could talk to me about anything. And that is such a lie. And everyone could see that.
Yeah. I mean, and it's hard. Like, I get it. I get her wanting to be like, trust me, you can talk to me. You can talk to me. But also, it's like, she doesn't handle it well.
No, I think she means you can talk to me off camera. And that's not the job. The job is you are on camera. She went there and talked about things, but she means talk to me off camera. Don't talk to me on camera. Because every time she cried, I felt like she looked in the camera, like at producers, and was like, look what you're doing to me. She didn't want to talk about the stuff on camera with that whole issue where she screamed at Garcelle. It was off camera. And then when it was brought to camera, she went crazy. So she wants to talk off camera. Yeah. And that's not fair.
She even specified Wednesday night too, that, you know, when Andy brought that up, she's like, well, cameras were down. Cameras were down. You know, so that's like the only reason I was saying that to her. Yes. Let's see. Kathy apologizing for not making it to Garcelle's dinner. I thought it was funny, but at the same time, I'm also like, the way that that was like, in like the last 90 seconds of the season.
But it's so good. It's like, it's everything wrapped in a bow with Kathy Hilton. Cause she was just like, I don't want to have an issue with anyone. I love everyone. And sorry, I couldn't go to your event cause I had COVID and the producers would not let me. So it was just like, yeah. So perfect.
She honestly, the producer that told her that she couldn't go is lucky Kathy didn't call your ass out by name on camera. She was like, Rebecca is a piece of shit. Rebecca told me I couldn't go. That's hilarious. So, okay, moving on. Rinna. Andy kind of called Rinna out. He's like, come on, like, you're talking behind people's backs. Like, you know, a question came in saying, like, how could you have, you know, questioned all these other women so hard over the years? But when it comes to Erica, you're pretty mute. And Rinna says, she's like, I regret all of that shit. She's like, especially with Yolanda. She's like, that haunts me, you know?
But now with Erica, it's crickets. Did aliens take over your body? Please explain yourself.
No, aliens have not taken over my body.
Okay. But this is a really important point.
I'm going to say, number one, I feel horrible about what happened with Yolanda.
Munchausen disease, that was the biggest f***ing blow I've ever had in my life.
And I'm sorry about that. And it didn't
sorry
come from me.
Sorry is not enough. You put it out in the universe. And that sucks.
I regret that. That was wrong on every level. And I'm really sorry that that happened.
Good.
I wish I could take that back. I feel horrible about that. Okay. Horrible.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's very important to note that Lisa Rinna and Erica Jayne have the same business manager, which I think when you're working together with the same manager, it's very important to kind of keep the ball rolling. You're both bringing in incomes for a certain person. I saw at different points, Lisa put her hand on Dorit when Dorit was trying to come for Erica. It was like, she was very much being protective of Erica. And I don't understand, because she in the past has thrown away 20 plus years of friendships over nothing, over a lesbian relationship, over like accusations that were nothing. And this woman has, her husband has allegedly stolen all this money from real people and victims, and there's real lives ruined. And she's like, I'm fighting to the end. I believe her. It doesn't make any sense.
I mean, see, I don't know. I kind of am on the, I don't know.
Are you on the Rinna side?
Because, yeah, because I do think that she has regrets about what she's done.
She has regrets, you know? But she didn't regret it because it got her a paycheck to the next season. That's why she doesn't regret it then.
But I mean, look at her, like the way that she like went for Denise and now she's not going for Erica. She's like, had I gone for Erica the same way I went for Denise, y'all would have railed me. She's not doing it, so people are railing her. Like, she's fucked either way is what I think. I think that Rinna is like, she's not going to win in the eyes of the audience. And that's not fair to me, because Rinna has like pushed the narrative for so many seasons.
No, I
you
agree.
Know, and it's like,
I agree. She's actually my favorite housewife. Lisa Rinna is actually my favorite housewife, but I can understand that she this year was playing a different role she's never played. And I think there's a reason behind it. And I think it'll all come to light one day. That's all.
Interesting. So I think that's where me maybe disagree is, like, you're talking about her playing a role is where I want to believe that she really was just trying to be better than she had been in the last few seasons.
She came for Garcelle all season, was rude to Garcelle, her friend. And at the end, she did what she always does and walks over in her little body and her little dress. And then she hugs them and is like, we good. I love you. And they always usually forgive her. But Garcelle was like, mm-mm, ain't gonna have it. So we'll see.
We'll see. So a lot of people have mentioned the video of Delilah Belle that she posted this week. And since we're on Rena, I thought we could just talk about that. I sent my little Housewives group chat that I'm in, you know, with my friends. They were like, it's kind of cringe. And I was at work and I was like, okay, well, I can't deal with cringe right now because I just can't. So I haven't watched it. I have not gone back and watched it, but I've read about it. What are your thoughts? Can you catch me up on that? Like, what is going on?
Yeah, so earlier this week, she opened up about recent health struggles via her Instagram Live. She went on late at night. It was about a 30-minute video where she discussed that she sought treatment for Xanax dependency earlier this year. And she has battled autoimmune diseases that she feels are triggered by the COVID-19 vaccine that she got. And she talks about how she had an accidental overdose. She had panic attacks. She was prescribed a certain pill that she feels like she got too much of a dosage of it. And then she voluntarily entered a treatment center in Arizona. But symptoms due to her other illnesses, like seizures, actually they asked her to leave the facility because she was a health risk. And so she now doesn't know what to do. But I thought what's really interesting is in this like talk that she's having, she says someone close to her did not want her to come public with this. And I think, I'm pretty sure at one point she says she didn't call her parents because they wouldn't come. And that to me is like, what does that mean they wouldn't come? I don't know if that meant like when she was having a panic attack or at all. Like, I'm very confused on the parent side of things.
Yeah, that's very cringe.
Yeah.
Wow. So not only did she admit that she had a problem with Xanax dependency, like you said, she admitted that she'd already gone to a treatment facility in Arizona, which is like major.
Correct.
I mean, good for her for, you know, seeking out the treatment. I hope that some facility has heard what she has said on her Instagram Live and is reaching out to be like, hi, like, despite you having seizures, we're still happy to try and help you, you know.
She did say she's fighting with Lyme disease. She has Epstein-Barr virus, PANDA, like all this stuff. And she said that actually Yolanda did help her with the Lyme stuff, with the Lyme disease, that I guess Yolanda offered or sent her a like wristband that really helps with like with Lyme disease. So she really was thankful, which I wonder is why Rena was like, I need to apologize to Yolanda for everything I said.
Yeah, maybe. Wow. Well, you can't not notice the little bit of irony there, unfortunately. Totally. Very, very sad. Well, I do hope that poor Delilah, I hope that, you know, she gets the help that she's obviously looking for and that she gets to a better space. I do want to ask, before we move on from Beverly Hills topics, who was your MVP, your most valuable player, and your LVP, your least valuable player?
Of the season.
Once again, the irony is not lost on me. So yes, go ahead.
I would honestly say my MVP, which I never saw coming, was Sutton. I think Sutton really pushed this season. I think she was great. I think she asked the questions, the fans. I don't want to say I didn't like Sutton. I didn't understand Sutton is what I'll say. She is really good. She's very smart. And yes, I think she asked the questions that people wanted to know and she took the heat. And she really didn't back down. At times she did because she realized everyone was against her. My LVP, I think it's going to be, and I hate saying this, but I think it's going to be Kyle. And I say this because, I know, she's a fan favorite. I know you love her. But I think it's because she's got a point and she needs to either pick a side. You cannot continue for how many seasons, 11 seasons she's been on, to play both sides. Like, she's at a pivotal time where she needs to either bring the drama and bring it, or she's going to have to go. Like, and this season, she should have pressed Erica, because the true Kyle came out when her and Dorit were having dinner and they were laughing and they were pressing and asking these questions. But then when she's with Erica, she's like, I believe you. No, like, she just should have picked a side. And for me, I think that's why I pick her as an LVP.
Very interesting. I love that.
Wait, who would you pick? I want you to pick, because you're not skating with that one.
probably honestly for MVP, I'm going to have to say Erica. Like, you just can't.
I mean, even if,
and this would be the first time that I would expect people to, like, even if you hate someone, it's like you have to give them credit for, like, changing the game of a season. Like, you know, yeah. I mean, just like the drama that has surrounded her life. I mean, it's just, it's a game changer for Beverly Hills. Like, you know, it's a, it really is.
Totally.
So I would, and then on top of that, you know, she showed up, you know, did she get upset when things didn't go her way? Sure. But that is, I think that's a little bit of the reality of it. And I'm okay. I'm willing, more to willing to accept that if you're willing to at least show up.
Yeah.
And she fucking showed up, you know. I would say the LVP for me, I have two. So for the season as a whole, probably my girl Dorit. I feel like she was just, you know, kind of, which is fine. You know, you got to have, like, when you are really, really in the mix for a lot of years, you do have to take a step back sometimes, I think, you know. And there was a lot going on. I do think it was a hard year to navigate. Like, what the fuck do we say? What do we not say?
Yep.
But I love her, and
she'll bring it next season. Yeah.
Hello. But I do have to say, for the reunion, the least valuable for me was probably Sutton.
Yeah.
Like, she was, like, quiet for the first three parts, and I was not expecting that. I was expecting her to be coming in ready, studied up, ready to go, and I was just quiet. I mean, I was quite surprised by how quiet she was.
Well, she's going to law school now, so maybe she was like, you know what, I'm going to keep this for next season when I'm just, like, coming.
Maybe she's like, you know what, I'm sleepy. I was up studying all night, you know?
I honestly, this is one thing I just want to say, is I really think Bravo should have done a three-part reunion and had a one-on-one sit-down with Erica. Because it didn't allow for the women to highlight themselves through this season, and she got mostly everything, which I understand, but they should have had a one-on-one with Erica and let the other women shine, because they did a lot this season as well.
I completely agree. I think they should have had, like, a whole thing with them. Then the women should have left set and then maybe been like, here are, oh, you know what would have been cool? If they, like, submitted anonymous questions, like, anything they want. And then Andy reads them. He, like, these are questions from your castmates, and, like, we're not telling, we don't know who they're from.
That but, is like, a good, you know, idea.
The general consensus is that you want them to ask you things, but they don't feel comfortable. So we think this is the best way to do it.
Great
idea. Oh, that would have been good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe next time. Now we're going to move on to The Real Housewives of Dubai, ladies and gentlemen. You would have to be laying under a rock at the bottom of the cliff where Erica found Tom Girardi to have missed the news that Andy Cohen shared on Monday, okay? That Bravo is expanding their Housewives franchise to international territory for the first time by announcing The Real Housewives of Dubai, set to premiere in 2022. Check out the clip of Andy sharing the news.
Get your passports. Our 11th city. We are going to the billionaire's playground, the city of gold, the desert oasis, the Real Housewives of Dubai.
What?
It's our first international city produced by Bravo. This is made. You two don't get it, but it's huge.
My sister used to live in Dubai. She just moved back.
She could have been a real housewife.
We have a great group of friends. This is going to blow the lid off the entire franchise.
Love it.
Okay, yes. Of course it is. Andy,
thank
we
you.
Love
it. And of course, if you know Anthony, you already know he had some major, major scoop on the franchise despite it being in its early days. So, Anthony, tell us a little bit more about what, you know, starting with the cast.
Yeah, the cast, I'm told, is a group of women who Andy has said is friends, but I've actually been told they're not really that friendly. They're kind of that whole cast that's like, a few are friends, a few are thrown in. You know, they've done that before. But the cast, I'm told, is currently, which could be changed because they have not started filming yet, is Carolyn Stanberry from Ladies of London. Everyone knows her. Caroline Brooks, who is a real estate director. She's from Boston. And then we have Chanel Ayan. She's a model. She's from Kenya. We have Sarah L. Madani. Is I want to say her name right? She's an Emirati entrepreneur. We have Lisa Milan Hall. She is a Jamaican designer, and she was on BET's College Hill in 2008. So she's been on TV before. And then we have Nina Ali. She's a Lebanese American, and she's married to a British businessman. I also have recently heard two new names, which I'm not sure if they're on. They're going to be popping in if they're full-time cast. But Kelly Hodkin is a businesswoman, and she's in the fitness world. And then Karen Wazin, she is a British influencer who has 7 million followers. She's very famous.
Oh,
she's known for Karen Wazin eyewear. So that's the cast I'm told right now that they're working with. But like I said, they have not started filming and we know how that goes.
Yeah, I mean, if they're probably going to end up just throwing all these women into the same room for a couple weeks and then whoever. Obviously, Caroline Stanberry is more than solidified.
Yes.
I think that, you know, the six that you originally mentioned this are probably going to be there. And then maybe with an addition of another full-time and then like a friend or something. We'll see. But you said production is on the ground, right? So they're in Dubai. They're probably getting what? Getting B-roll, getting all their permits to go shoot places, all that exciting stuff.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm told that they have not started filming yet. But the cameras are there. They're, like you said, probably doing B-roll or finding spots and site locations. I am told, like you said, Caroline Stanberry is solidified. I mean, everyone at Bravo has been wanting to come back since Ladies of London. They're actually planning to film her wedding in mid-December, which is going to be a huge event. I don't know if that would be the season finale, if it's, you know, if it's going to be December and they're starting to film soon, but it'll be a major event. I'm told some of the Ladies of London should be there, like Julia Angus, who's her best friend, and others. So it'll be really fun. It should be a good time. I know there's been like confusion of how they're going to film in Dubai. Dubai's like very, you know, strict and all this stuff. I don't know for sure, but I've heard rumors that girls on the cast or somebody is connected to possibly the royals, and that's how they've like are going to get around it. And then also Dubai.
Oh my God.
I know. And then also Dubai wants to really showcase themselves in a different light. You know, like they want to show the money and the wealth and all that they really do have instead of these, like, what they feel are not the truth of what Dubai really is. So,
well, it's funny because all housewives come on wanting to show themselves in a different light. And that light, they ends up being the light they smash on somebody's head.
Yeah, exactly. So,
well, it feels like, you know, based off the casting and like these are people with huge followings. These are people that already have money. Obviously, they're going to be paying these girls well. It's seeming to me, but there's no telling what kind of fees they're going to have to be paying crew to be living in Dubai for, what, 4 or 5 months? I mean, so the budget for this shit has to be astronomical compared to other Housewives franchises, right?
I'm sure it has to be. Yeah, just like you said, just getting everyone to Dubai and staying there, and who knows what I don't know what the cost of living is there, but I can only imagine. And I'm pretty sure Dubai is like a place you can't live on credit. Like, you can't swipe your credit card. You got to show proof of, like, cash and all of that stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, Bravo is also asking fans for insight on what the official hashtag should be. The options are hashtag RHO Dubai and hashtag RHODXB, which is the airport code. I kind of like RHODXB. I just think it's kind of chic and sexy. What do you think? What's your vote?
I think they should do RHO Dubai. Like, I think you should just, they've been wanting like an international. I think it brings more light to the name. I don't know. I don't love acronym. I think, yeah, just put Dubai in there. I know they're trying to save the RHOD for if Dallas ever comes back, but Dubai it is for me.
Yeah, it's like, baby, we are not in Dallas anymore, okay? Dallas is done. All right, and after this break, we're going to be covering more Housewives headlines from Jersey to Atlanta and more. Stay tuned. Now, moving on to Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. I am so bored.
I am bored. They need an entire cast shakeup. I mean, it's just gotten to the point where I feel like first season was good. And then I think this season, if it wasn't for Lisa Barlow, there would be absolutely nothing until Jen Shah's arrest. Like, Lisa is, I don't love her, but she's actually bringing like some drama. She's bringing friends kind of fighting. She's pulling in random people from the church. She's bringing a person that works at a company that turned down like an event for her other friend. Like, she's the only one actually doing the work here.
Yeah. I will say Lisa Barlow she's earning checks for everybody, cast and crew. Okay. Yeah. She is like, listen, I'm running out here running Vita. She's like, I'm out here in the middle of the fucking Wendy's drive through calling these bitches, be like, cancel her catering event right now.
I love her. I mean, I love when she just walks in. She's like, hi, Jenny. Like, every time. It's so
I'm going to make a compilation of just like her walking in and being like, hi, Meredith. Yes. Hi, Mary.
Hi, baby gorgeous.
Hi, baby gorgeous. Wait, every day when I get home from work now, I say Abby and I'm like, hi, baby gorgeous.
She She's smart. It's amazing. I love it.
It's amazing. No, but you're right. Aside from her, if it wasn't for her, and then like at least like Mary just bringing like the Kathy Hilton-esque humor, just like the silliness, you know, without that, we would have had crickets up until Jen. And had Jen not happened, Bravo would have been putting a lot on this franchise for and I think season two would have been.
Yes. I mean, I know Andy said on Watch What Happens Live recently that the next two episodes are amazing. And the not the first one, but the second one of Jen Shah's arrest is apparently, he said, if not the best Housewives episode of all time. So I'm like,
what are we getting? I've seen the clip of him saying that three times and still you just saying it. I got like literal full body chills.
But like, what are we going to get? What are we getting? We have a table flip. We have You Stole My House. We have like Get the Kids Band, like all that stuff.
I hope that like she was still like secretly mic'd and maybe the cops forgot to take her mic off in production. Like picked up on everything. I mean, you never know. Oh no, she yanked her mic off in the fucking van. I forgot. So I don't
know. They're like, get a boom mic. They're like in the car with a boom. They're like, get it.
Maybe
in there.
They're like outside the courthouse, like filming through like blinds in the interrogation room.
Well, her assistant, maybe he was there mic'd up. You don't know. Like she has people mic'd up around her all the time. So the Shaw squad. So like somebody might have kept their mic on. Who knows?
Yeah. I mean, I think that they should have just done a shorter season and like kind of started like three episodes ago. Like this whole Jen arrest being like episode like 8, 9 is like, I needed it to be like episode 3, 4. And I think the season would have been a lot more of a dynamite. But it seems like maybe the second half is so fucking good that we won't even be thinking about the first half.
Probably.
Anymore.
I mean, the way they're setting it up.
All right, we're going to move on to Roni. A report came out this week that only Sonia and Ramona are set to return in a full-time capacity to season 14 of The Real Housewives of New York City. That would mean that Leah, Ebony, and Lou are removed from the cast. I don't believe this for a single second. I want to know, have you heard anything about season 14 of Real Housewives of New York casting taking shape?
I'm told that's not true. That report is not true at all. I don't think that really surprises many people. I think Bravo's really at a crossroads with New York. Like, they don't know what to do. I've talked to people on the cast who have said that they have no, like, sign of when they're going to start, when they're doing anything, with the whole thing with Ebony filing a claim against Ramona, with Bravo saying, you know, she's racist and all that stuff. I think they really have to decide what to do next. Do they continue? How do they do it? Which is sad because it's the staple franchise, I feel like, one of them, and we're at a crossroads that we might actually lose it.
And see, I feel like that was like kind of like, sure, I'm very excited for Dubai, but honestly, my first thought is like, baby, we got to clean our house before we start building on. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like we out here adding West Wing extensions like Giselle on and our living room needs to be fully redecorated, remodeled. You know, like we have a lot of cities that need some TLC, I think. And so I'm like, let's not be stretching ourselves thin. And then, you know, and now stretching all the way to an international franchise. Like,
yeah.
Jesus.
I've said this recently internally. I haven't really said it publicly. But I feel like Bravo needs to bring in someone with Andy Cohen. They need a second person to be the face of this, like, franchises, all of this stuff. Because Andy can't continue to do 11, and he's got a kid, and he's doing all these other shows. And, like, people are kind of getting over Andy and the way he's been acting in certain situations.
I think people need a refresh.
Yeah, like, they need to bring in possibly a woman that's already been on, like, one of the Housewives that's, you know, I would have said Nene, but she kind of attacked Bravo and all of that stuff. Like, they need to bring someone in that's really good in that space. And that is a previous housewife that I think could really take over and help as well.
Wait, that is a fucking fantastic idea. This would be great for, like, Tamra, too.
Yeah.
Because Tamra would not let these bitches slide at a reunion.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
She would come for them.
Yeah.
I mean, she'd be a bone collector. She's got all the info. She's ready to go.
All day. Tamra would end up fighting with the cast more than the cast fought with the cast.
She really would. She would. It'd be so
She'd be
good.
Like she said to Alexis, you know what? Get the fuck out. You get the fuck out.
Yeah.
I love it. Another Housewives headline, one that did not make me happy this week, is that despite The Real Housewives of New Jersey wrapping filming on season 12, what seems like forever ago, Jen Aden confirmed in an interview with RHONJ Obsessed that the show will not be returning until early 2022, like February to be exact. Do you have any insights as to why this is happening? Like, why do they have a whole last season in the can and why are we waiting? Especially Teresa's already engaged. They need to be moving on to filming next season.
Yeah.
You know?
I think they're just trying to do pickups. I think they're just trying to do new shots. There was apparently a fight. I don't know who got in the fight, but there was like an altercation that's apparently great. That's going to make the table flip look like a baby. That's what they're saying. I don't really know, because I want to say it has to do with Teresa getting engaged and the wedding and all that stuff. But if I'm Teresa's people, knowing Teresa's power, I would be spinning for a special for my wedding. Like, she is everything to this, you know, this whole franchise is Teresa. So if I was her lawyer, James Leonard, I would be totally going and saying, I want a special for her wedding, which could be the possibility. I don't know, but we'll see.
That would be cool. And like, that could be maybe like the intro to like season 13 or whatever. What a season they're coming up with. I can't even remember.
Yeah. I think Bravo's just worried about, because she's so powerful, that like without her on that, like they need those ratings, I think, of her wedding for New Jersey, that if she did a special, they wouldn't get them. So that's the only, I think, conundrum for them.
Oh, very good point. Very good point. Also, NeNe Leakes revealed on Thursday's episode of The Real that she would return to The Real Housewives of Atlanta, which was kind of a huge statement to me. Like when she said that, I was like, they're obviously already in production, but to me, she seems real eager to get back in there. Like, based off, you can just tell based off the way that she was saying it compared to how she said it before. You know, bless her heart, you know, obviously Greg did pass away recently. So, you know, she's probably like, she wants.
Yeah.
I remember, you know, whenever Jill talked about whenever Bobby passed, she was like, now would be the perfect time to go back to Housewives. She was like, I just need something to fill my time.
Yeah. I agree.
So, and then I saw your tweet where you said it may happen sooner than anyone is expecting. So tell me, what do you know, bitch?
Well, I don't want to say anything definitive because there's still things happening and things might fall through, but I do believe that there's a possibility of NeNe showing up on this season. I think it could be near the end to kind of bring her in a little bit, to bring her back full time, possibly next season. But like she said, a lot of it has to do with her and Andy having a conversation. And I think after her allegations of racism and all of that stuff, I don't know that Bravo's going to want to fully bring her back. You know, I think Andy could forgive it because he knows the franchise is bigger and he needs the ratings and he totally understands maybe where she was coming from at some points. But will the network want her back? I don't know. And that's something that's important. So I think she's for it. I think Andy's probably for it. It's will the head honchos want it? But it does help them in the regard of she was claiming racism and then they allow her back and they maybe give her some things that she wants and everyone kind of wins and there's no lawsuit. So I think we're going to see her this season at the end, maybe, if not probably next season.
All right. Well, there you have it, everybody. I'm kind of here for it. You know, yeah. Like I've given NeNe a hard time over the years, but I think that like at the end of the day, like, you know, we are so invested in these women and like it was a tragic chapter in turn that her life took. But at the end of the day, it's like that is a reality that so many people who've loved and followed her for years could really, really look up to and see other people, you know, experiencing and identify with. So I think that Bravo would absolutely be doing the right thing by bringing her back, especially now that we got Sheree back and Marla's yeah. full time. Oh, it would be the battle of the peaches, baby. Them newbies would be left out with crumbs.
They'd
be like, fuck y'all are done.
Totally. I mean, if Kenya's smart, she needs to be friends with them because those other women coming for Kenya, like she can hold her own against one or two, but like those three, if NeNe comes back, it's going to be hard.
Oh, God. Yeah, if NeNe comes back, you better hope you got some people on your side before she shows up.
Oh, yeah, totally.
All right, well, before we go, we're going to do our Housewives Rapid Fire Questions game where we put 60 seconds on the clock. Ha-ha! And we're going to get through as many of these somewhat fun but mostly shady questions as we can. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. All right. First housewife that comes to mind when I say trashy?
Emily.
Ah! Favorite thing about your friendship with Kenya. Can you answer that?
She's real.
Okay, perfect. I love that. Most overrated housewife that's currently still on their cast?
I think I'm pushing towards Kyle now.
Oh my God!
I know.
Which house husband do you think is best in bed?
I think I'm gonna say PK. Randomly, I think he's probably pretty. Why is Dorit, aside from some money, with PK? He's handsome. I think something's going down in the bedroom.
She's like, PK is laying down the pee. Okay. All right. Do you think Real Housewives of Dubai will be as iconic as Bravo intends it to be?
Oh, I think 100%. They're going to put a lot of money behind it. It's going to be huge.
I love it. Which housewife would you never tell a secret to?
Probably Tamara.
All right. And who will spend more time in jail, Jen Shaw or Erica Jayne?
Jen Shaw.
All right. I kind of agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me, love. And tell everyone where they can find you because you got your Twitter back.
I got my Twitter back. You can find me at all over Anthony on all platforms. And I'll actually be on the Ultimate Girls Trip. I am in the first episode.
Boom! Have you told anybody that yet? You told me a while back, but
I have not told anyone. No, it's not going to be me actually there on like the beach flying around, but there's some
drama.
It was
your impact.
There's
your
some
impact.
Drama. You'll see it go down. Yes.
Yeah, let's leave it at that. We'll leave it at that. Let the people be surprised. All right. Well, thank you again so much for joining me. You know, I adore you.
Thank you for having me.
Tell your doggy Roman that I said hello.
I will. Same
and,
here.
I will. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you, Christian. Bye.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope you have a fantastic fucking weekend. Thank you so much to my guest, Anthony Dominic, for being with me and spilling all this hot goss. Y'all, next week's guests, hold on to your fucking britches. It's going to be a good one. Have a safe weekend, and I will see y'all next week. Mwah! Besos! Thank you.